Hello.
My bad, Steve. I hit the wrong button or something. Apologize. It told me it was like kicked from the conference or something. So, I don't know. Yeah, yeah. Okay, so what I was trying to explain, though, is Google Guaranteed, that's a pay-per-lead program. The insurance of 2000, what that means, the main reason they call it Google Guaranteed isn't just because it's guaranteeing you leads. It's guaranteeing the potential client of your work. So Google, you know, even offers the client up to $2,000.
How many of those land?
What happened?
How many of those actually land?
So since we started offering Google Guaranteed 2 years ago, we have 100% retention rate on those accounts. But it's a little different for each client. Like some of them have like 30% closing rates. I have one client that he's hitting like 70%, but he's in a different build. He's a painter, you know?
Yeah, do you know what the average is on the roofing?
I'd say it's about 35-40% is what I'd say is the average.
Alright.
And I'm the main person that sets Google Guaranteed up, so I'm really familiar with it. If you want, I could pull up the lead fees on that. Give me one quick second. Check it for you. You qualify too, because your business is registered and you're insured too. Give me one sec. Roofing. Okay, so I pulled it up right now. For the roofing vertical just means your category. For Google Guaranteed, it's $58.67 per qualified lead.
Okay.
All right. Google does require a minimum budget. This is to guarantee you up to 13 leads. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like, okay? But the minimum I'm required to go over with you, that's at $765. That's for 13 leads.
Okay.
Okay. Now, the way your lead budget works, whatever lead budget you set, it does roll over. So, for example, okay, let's say you did the minimum budget requirement at 13 leads, and you took on 13 qualified leads. You scheduled an appointment or quoted each lead that came through. The following month, you'll be charged $765 to replenish your lead budget. Now, let's say I'm going to use one lead as an example just to make the math easier on myself. let's say you take on one qualified lead and you decide to pause your leads for whatever reason, or let's just say only one qualified lead came through that month. The following month, you're not charged $765. You're only charged for that one lead you took on, the $58.67. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, whatever lead budget you set to, we do not charge that until we finish the Google Guaranteed application process. What that's going to include is we have to submit your insurance, and we also have to run a background check, okay? Google runs the background check themselves through Evident or Pinkerton. It's basically a felony background check. They go off the past 7 years, okay? So what we said in writing is that process can take 4 to 8 weeks, but I'm the main person that sets these accounts up here. When you get everything to us ASAP, like I'm talking day one, usually we have you approved in about 2 to 3 weeks, realistically. Okay? And,
not worried about that.
Right. No, you qualify too. You have the insurance, you're registered, sounds like you'll pass background check, flying colors. Yeah, so you'll qualify, but I do need to tell you too.
Yeah, I passed my last background check in 36 hours.
There you go. I had the quickest one I've ever seen approved. It took 3 days, and he was already good to go, you know. But what I was going to tell you is we don't automatically charge your lead budget either. So once you're approved, what happens is you'll get a phone call, email, and text verification, making sure you're ready to turn your leads on. When you give us the thumbs up on that, that's when the lead budget would be charged and your leads will be active right at that moment. Okay. We do charge, Google Guaranteed does have a one-time application / management fee. This isn't like a renewal fee. You pay it one time, you never have to pay it again. That's for $250. What I could do too, I'm going to send you all that in writing just so you have it. One sec. Let me ask you, do you want me to get the application process started for you on Google Guaranteed?
No, we'll wait for Taylor on that.
Okay.
That's what I have.
Okay. Yeah. What I'm doing too is I'm replying to that email I just sent you with the like cost per lead, the minimum budget requirement, and I'm going to copy and paste all the subcategories in the vertical too. That way you and Taylor can see them in writing. Okay? So give me just one sec. Okay. Just get these subcategories. Just a heads up on the subcategories too when you look at it, because so the program you're currently on, you get customized keywords. Like, we'll be able to target whatever you want, basically. With Google Guaranteed, though, they have preset categories. So you don't have to turn them all on. You're just going to want to turn the type of lead on that you want if you guys decide to use that, okay? So let me get it over to you. All right. Okay, so going back to the terms of experience, too, do you have any additional questions on there that I can answer?
No.
Okay, perfect. So after you check the boxes and type your name in, it should take you to a username and password screen.
I guess I do. So this is for $299 only. I don't see the the amount.
The amount's at the bottom. So it'll say delivery dates and client responsiveness. And then you'll see payments, and it'll say $299, and it shows you what goes where too. So $199 for the local bundle, $100 towards the Facebook ads too.
Okay.
Were you able to find it?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Just making sure.
It won't let me agree to anything, though.
Let me see. So you have to check the boxes first to agree to receive text messages and certify that you're an authorized user on the card, and then it's going to have you type your name in to the box. Let me know if it goes through. Go get your password ready too.
No, you got my name spelled wrong.
Again? No way. I'll tell you, it's been a long week, man. Did I really? Okay. Hold on, give me one quick second here. Let me change it real fast. So I have MOS, F like Foxtrot, I, T like Tango, T like Tango. What did I miss?
MOFFITTOS.
Ah, okay. Got it. All right. Hold on. So MOS like Foxtrot, F like Foxtrot, I, T like Tango, T like Tango.
Yes.
Okay, so no S in there, right?
Correct.
Okay, my bad. Sorry about that. Okay, hold on. I got to update it over here to update. Okay. Let's see. I think you'll have to refresh that page for it to show the correct name. So, like, at the top of the browser, like, if you click refresh, it should show the right name now.
Oh, I gotta go back in there? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Third time's a charm for me. My bad. I think it's the first time I spelled the last name wrong three times, you know? Once for sure, maybe twice, but three, that's crazy.
You got the first name wrong too, man.
Steven, yeah, that's right. So it'd be four times. It's right now though, right? It's Stephen. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, let me go back, get the password ready.
All right, username, password.
All right, username is going to be your phone number because you're like the administrator on the account. So it's 512-587-6187. No spaces.
Okay.
All right, and then your password, okay, it's all lowercase letters, all one word. It's good internet. So G like go, O like Oscar, O like Oscar, D like Delta, I, N like Nancy, T like Tango, E like Echo, R like Robert, N like Nancy, E like Echo, T like Tango. Let me know if that goes through.
We're working on your account. Please check back in 2 to 3 days.
So basically, after the client interview, they're going to have everything filled in on this account. But what you could get a jump on, it'll say, if you want to add some photos, click here. When you click on that, that's where it'll take you to the media side, where you can put the logo, business photos, business videos. Those we use for the listings. So like Google, Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta.
Okay.
Now, the way to get back to your username and password too, okay, is it's going to be in your welcome email. So the welcome to Local Splash email, it will have your login credentials in there, and it also has a link for you to be able to get back into your dashboard.
Okay.
Do you have any questions for me right now?
No.
All right, congratulations. You're going to absolutely love this. I look forward to being your account lead on this. And remember, that call is set. Give me 1 second. Da-da-da-da-da. Where did I put it? Okay, we put it for 4 p.m. on Monday. Is that correct?
Sure. I thought we said 3, but 4 is fine.
Okay. Got it. Man, I'm totally off today. I could change it to 3, no problem, if you want.
No, that's fine.
All right. So I got you in 4 o'clock. And if you have any questions, too, make sure just save my phone number and don't hesitate to call me, okay?
All right.
All right, sir. Congratulations again. You have a great rest of your weekend, okay?
Yep, you too. Bye.
All right, bye.